Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hanukkah is happening tomorrow evening, and as they normally do, the members of Chabad, and it's actually very interesting because I read about it. I didn't really realize the significant history of the public candle lighting in America, and how that became very much a almost a political and legal battle. But we do have a public lighting taking place at Sandton City tomorrow evening. Joining us on the line to talk about that is Rabbi Ari Kiefman. Rabbi Kiefman, good morning. How are you?
Dobre utra, Howard. Как дела?
You see, and he kept all his teeth when he said it. That was impressive.
Are you okay?
You know, the answer is, Slava Boga, хорошо.
There we go. Absolutely, absolutely brilliant. So I was reading in, what is it, I think it's called is it The Secret of Chabad, the most amazing, amazing book?
There is a book called The Secret of Chabad. I think it's by Rabbi David Eliezeri, who's one of the Chabad Shluchim, a very active rabbi in California. We brought him out here to South Africa 2 years ago, and he spoke about his book.
Right. So what was amazing in the book, and what I learned in the book, was how there was an objection in the United States when Chabad started putting up the menorahs and having public Hanukkah lightings. And the objections actually came a lot of the time from Jews, unfortunately, but where they said, well, no, hold on a minute. This is a public religious worship. And in America, that's not a thing. But then they said, well, what about the trees around Christmas this time of year? And there was this whole argument, well, was that a religious symbol or not? Ultimately, the Chabad organization won the battle in the courts. But I just thought it was fascinating how this became a symbol.
I'll tell you an anecdote. Mm-hmm. Personally, I came here in 2002. So believe it or not, I was here 18 years ago as a rabbinic student. Mm-hmm. And back then, I erected one of the big menorahs. In order not to disclose anyone's information, I won't say exactly where it was, but I had major opposition, and it didn't come from anti-Semites, and it didn't even come from left-leaning, you know, most secular. It came from a rabbi. He said to me, you know, Ari, this place has no, you know, don't bring us anti-Semitism, or maybe he said you don't want to elicit the anti-Semitism, and he really fought me against putting that menorah. He said, we don't need the menorah here. It's not New York. So
incredible.
That existed.
Wow,
that
so it
existed.
Was here too.
Well, I had the opposition here. But
right, right.
Last night I had the privilege of, we erected a 7 meter tall menorah, probably the tallest one in Africa. We put it up at Sandton City, right across the U.S. consulate. And we're going to be lighting up Joburg starting Thursday evening with a major event.
And obviously the concern that the first question I have to ask you, in the middle of a pandemic, I'm assuming that that all rules will apply and people can come and not be concerned that they'll be putting themselves at
firstly,
risk.
Firstly, it's outdoors. Mm-hmm. It's in a public space. We're going to be live streaming the entire event on Zoom and on Facebook, and we encourage people to actually go there. You know, they don't have to come to the personal lighting. We're going to have a full-on event with guest speakers and entertainers. So we have Nissim Black. We have Harry Sideropoulos,
wow,
who you know.
Awesome. Absolutely.
We have Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson in person. We're going to have Rabbi Yossi Goldman, who's going to be giving words of inspiration. But at the same time, nobody needs to come to the event in person. If you do choose to come, then make sure you're wearing your mask and you social distance. And, you know, that's all important, so we keep everyone safe, and we expect that and put that out in all our press releases and advertisements. But we're investing to have proper live stream event so that people could watch it on Facebook or on Zoom and know that they could experience the full event participating in the comfort of their own home.
So how do they
come?
Yes.
They're most welcome.
So just give us some details. How would we find out about in terms of the Zoom links, the Facebook Live, etc.? Where's the best place to find out how to
participate? Currently it's on the Chabad social media pages. Mm-hmm. All our Chabad social media pages have the information with the Zoom link and everything else related. Their information will also be available. I'm sure we'll have, we've had press releases, so it should be in the media. We'll have it on our Chabad South Africa page by 9 o'clock today, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on our social media. So if you give me, I'll tell you as well, So you could, everyone who wants to participate will know right now, tomorrow evening, to join us. I could announce the Zoom. So here's the link. The Zoom link is 975.
No. That one, that generally, people are driving. Work. So it's, okay. It generally doesn't.
I hope you can post that on the Chai FM page.
Yeah, so that
and
we can do.
The information will all be posted on all of Chabad's social media, as well as on the Chabad South Africa homepage. It will be up.
So if you just send, if you just send me that link, I'll share it to the, Chai FM Facebook page, and anybody that wants it can go. What time is this, taking place?
So the menorah lighting will be at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. tomorrow evening, and every evening of Hanukkah except for Friday night and Saturday night, when it will be Friday night a little bit earlier and Saturday night at 9 p.m. just
Fantastic.
To accommodate after Shabbos.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Howard,
yes,
I spoke
sir.
With Kathy, just another idea about the light. And this was, I don't know how many people are familiar with what we at Chabad have been doing throughout COVID. Everyone's been doing their part, and as director of Chabad Seniors Programs, we have been providing food parcels to the entire community. And today we're running a campaign that people could help us spread the light so they could launch into Hanukkah and see their money doubled. It's the best end of year investment.
Oh, wow. So tell us about this.
Tell you about it. Great. Today we are running a campaign to raise 1 million rand to keep our food distribution program that we've been doing since before Pesach. You know, we do the Pesach retreat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was canceled. I wound up using lots of the food that we ordered for Pesach because that's the senior citizens who needed food for Pesach. We gave out all our wines, grape juice, matzah, and lots of food parcels and hampers, and we realized there was still a need. So after Pesach, we reinvented ourselves. We used to serve lunch every single day to nearly 100 people in Chabad House in Savoy, and we started turning it into food parcels that we would send out every week to many seniors in need. So today we ran a campaign, and people could go to donatenow.org.za/Chabad, and every rand that comes in is going to be matched and doubled. And we hope that today we could raise 1 million rand for this campaign. It's something that's vital. It is, we've had volunteers going safely to people's homes. It's not just dropping off a food parcel or some challah. It's a personal interaction. We have over 100 people involved in calling. It's called Care Calls, checking on the well-being of seniors.
Amazing.
So we have people checking on their well-being. Spiritually, we've been sending seniors large print Tehillims, beautiful newly published edition, large print. So hundreds of seniors got those for Hanukkah. We gave out thousands of menorah kits. We've given out reading material, CDs, DVDs. So it's not only physical food, it's also mental, emotional,
spiritual.
And spiritual.
Absolutely
with the
amazing.
Counseling, the calls, daily webinars and classes every morning, every evening. So I'm giving the classes. Other Chabad rabbis are giving these classes. We've been sending them out. Lots of people have been participating. They're on Zoom every day and broadcast on Facebook and YouTube. And we're looking after the spiritual, physical, emotional well-being of the seniors in our community. I know there's lots of other great organizations, but certainly this is an important one to support as well.
Absolutely. And it's just tremendous because there's so many things happening on so many levels, and it's just wonderful to hear about this one. So just remind us or tell us again how, if anybody does want to participate or contribute, how they do go about doing that?
Very easy. Go to donatenow.org.za/Chabad. And there you'll see the opportunity you have to donate any amount you'd like, and that amount will be doubled. You give 1,800, it will become 3,600.
Wonderful.
You give 180, it will become 360. You give us 1 million, it will be 2 million. You give us one, it will become two. Whatever you give
whatever
welcome.
It is,
every
absolutely.
Rand counts.
And just and just helps to participate in that, the act of giving and the act
100%.
Of helping.
100%. And no amount is too small. Everything 100%. Counts. Nobody should feel that their amount is, you know, everything, every way you participate helps.
Absolutely. Absolutely wonderful. Rabbi Arik Hivman, good luck with that. And of course, well done for all of the incredible work that you do for the community.